This is the fifth part of my introduction to the science of vampirism. You can see more about vampire technology on real-vampire.com, the Russian copies mindovermatter.ru, and if you wish to look at the Illuminati secrets and the occult stuff, if you're a Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling's fan and have been introduced to black magic by this Illuminati outlet, have a look on supernaturalspirit.com, which is copied on mindovermatter.ru if you don't wish the NSA to put you on the list of people who are looking into the real magic and real vampirism, which of course gives you real power. Now, the point of becoming a vampire is to develop real power so that you're not a slave in the plantations of the 1%, but actually you're one of the 1% and can make yourself a powerful, rich, and get trophy partners, toy boys and toy girls to amuse you. That's the point of becoming a vampire. If you want to save the world and become a tree hugger, then you better look elsewhere. Now, the vampires have a lack of a soul in terms of fictional vampires. But this is not the case in the terms of the real vampire, in that in a human being you've got a physical body and a biophysical body. The physical body is has its own physical energy field because it's a quantum wave function, and the biophysical energy body has its own field because it's also a quantum wave function. But then you might ask, why are there two energy bodies rather than one energy body? Well, we know that the scientists at CERN, which is the Fast Hadron Collider in Switzerland, are looking for the Higgs particle. And if you're a scientist like myself, a natural scientist, I was trained as a chemist, but have developed the mathematics and physics of vampirism, you'll see that the Higgs boson, which they're looking for, this is the particle that gives all the other particles mass, has a counterpart called the Higgs boson. A particle is something which has mass, like the physical body. A boson is something which is like light and is energy. So, for example, you can see if mass is produced by the Higgs field, which has the Higgs boson and the Higgs particle, then of course when you manifest the total quantum wave function, which is the human body, you have something called a physical body, which derives from the Higgs particle. And then you have something called the biophysical body, which derives from the Higgs boson. Now, if you look in deeply into the mathematical physics of the Higgs field, you'll find that it explains why the biophysical body has a soul and a spirit, and that when you die, the soul gets trapped in the middle place. This is a special biophysical construct which has been quantum overlaid over the planet and is produced by the Freemasonic ley line system, which consists of obelisks and pools and war memorials and buildings and special pyramid type buildings and inverted pyramids like the Louvre. All of these are the physical generators of the middle place, and when you die, your spirit gets pulled out and goes into the strange attractor which Castaneda calls the eagle, and your soul is downloaded into the middle place where the dark energy matter parasite, which has parasitized you all through your life, and in fact gives you the stupid thoughts in your moronic mind, there you are reprocessed, and instead of feeding on your physical energy body field, which they've done through all through your life, they actually feed on your soul energy. So basically you're a chicken in the farm, and you're just being eaten, and this is just everything the Illuminati do is just to feed on you. One might ask what the Illuminati are. Well, the Illuminati are specially bred humans that have no soul or spirit and allow dark energy matter parasites called the Archons to walk into them, and I call them Judas, evil, walking Satanists. Rothschilds are the line of these Judas, evil, walking Satanists, and they rule the planet. They're so intelligent because they're not actually human, but actually dark energy matter Archons. Archon in Greek stands for authority, and they're the rulers of all the parasites that actually are embedded into the physical energy body of the humans, and run them as mind-controlled slaves on the slave plantation of the 1%. Now you might think, well, what's this going to do with being a vampire? Well, the vampire, of course, is a better version of the Illuminati, the so-called Mariah Wind, Olympians, the 1% of the 1%. And what happens there is that the biophysical body and its soul and spirit are actually conjoined in the Kabbalah, which of course is the Jewish Talmudic black magic handbook of the Matrix. The core of the Kabbalah is something called the mystery of sex. And true power comes in wedding the male and female principle within the biophysical body. The soul is female and the spirit is male. These are called hei and thou, respectively. They have the numerical values of 5 and 6. So that's why the Jews are wedded to the number 6. Because the 6 is the number for the male principle, which of course is where all the good stuff comes from, and 5 is the female principle, where all the good stuff goes to, and the wicker man burns in his wicker cage, screaming for all eternity, so the 5 can have all the good things. All supernatural spirits are female, and only the male in the human and other physical aliens has the special male energy, which is so special in the universe. Now, if you wish to become a vampire, we have the alchemical marriage, which is the core of all Matrix black magic, wedding the male and the female spirits within you, not to produce a fissioning of your energy, which is making children, which just rips energy out of you and makes big holes in you, gets rid of all your energy until you eventually grow old and die, but actually reverses it and makes a baby, the baby being a special vampire baby soul, which is a fusion of your soul and spirit. Now, if your soul and spirit are fused together, we know, like fusion in the sun, it will produce energy. This will be a biophysical fusion which produces a five-dimensional explosion-implosion. Now, we know that gravity is light in the fifth dimension. So, of course, anything which gives you five dimensionality, which of course is the wedding of the male and female aspects of your biophysical body, the soul and spirit wedded together which of course produce the implosion explosion, which raises your biophysical body from the fourth dimension, where it can be boxed in by the archons in the middle place. It can be boxed in life by the 1% who have you as poor slaves on the slave plantation. It raises you to the fifth dimension. This, in fact, is a crucial part of becoming a vampire, in that once you are a five-dimensional soul and spirit wedded together, not only can your soul not be ripped out of you and put into the torture hell, which is the middle place, which Christ talked about in the Bible, and actually said, what's the point of having everything in life, ruling the world, you name it, if you lose your soul? And the spirit, which of course is that higher aspect of your biophysical body, which feeds the strange attractor, which feeds the eagle, or the so-called higher demonic chaotic god, which is worshipped in the Kabbalah, this can no longer happen, because the vampire alchemical marriage, a rather metaphysical, high-end version of the marriage we have in the Twilight sagas, the big lovey-dovey mystery of sex. This alchemical vampire marriage produces a five-dimensional soul, which is the groundwork for becoming a real vampire. And once, of course, you get the five-dimensional biophysical body, which is the wedding of the soul and the spirit, it actually becomes a light entity, because remember, according to physics, light is just gravity in the fifth dimension. And why am I whittling on about this? Well, we know that the whole of black magic, the whole of the Illuminati religion is based on worship of Lucifer. And now, if you remember, Lucifer was the archangel of light, the light being, the light one, the most gorgeous, pretty of the chaotic gods, angels, the archangel of top of the tree, his chief lieutenant, who rebelled. One can see that this angel of light, of course, is all to do with the fifth dimension, because light is gravity in the fifth dimension. So when you do the alchemical marriage in order to become a real vampire in your soul and spirit and five-dimensionalize your biophysical body, you actually turn it into an aspect, an avatar, a living embodiment of Lucifer. So one can see that the Rothschild religion, the Lucis Trust, which is supposed to get all the human slaves in the slave plantation worshipping the Pope of Lucifer, the Rothschild, after World War III, all documented in the Albert Pike prophecy, which was around the Civil War times in America, showing that these dark energy matter archons have actually planned human history at least since the Napoleonic times, all documented by the book on the Rothschilds, which became a bestseller in China, but isn't available in the slave states outside of China. We know that this worship of Lucifer is the new religion which the Illuminati, Rothschilds, wish to bring to being in the Matrix. But in fact, the real vampire doesn't worship Lucifer. The real vampire becomes an aspect of Lucifer, having the power and glory and immortality of Lucifer all wrapped up in one package. And as we can see, this isn't an evil thing, in that wedding the soul and spirit in your biophysical body to cause the implosion explosion to five-dimensionalize your biophysical body which then raises it from the fourth dimensional matrix prison into the fifth dimensional level, where past, present and future are all yours to use, and you can change the past and change the future at will as a five-dimensional real vampire. This is all a scientific aspect of this technology. Now, of course, you might say, well, you can't change the past. Well, according to CERN, they did experiments with neutrinos. Neutrinos are leptons, which actually are the most abundant particles in the universe. And they found that some of these neutrinos were traveling faster than light, which indicates that the light barrier, which was invented by Einstein in special relativity, and he copied the information from his wife and from various other mathematicians and scientists prior to him, but took the glory. We know that this light barrier does not now exist, that CERN duplicated the research with a tighter beam of neutrinos and found they got the same results. If you can travel faster than light, and you can, as a remote viewer, see into the future. Now, if you're going to see into the future, you need not to be fourth-dimensional, but five-dimensional. So the whole basis of remote viewing is not actually getting expensive, idiotic remote viewing courses from the Americans who couldn't see their ass from their elbow, but is in fact the whole starting point for remote viewing is five-dimensionalizing your biophysical body, which you use for remote viewing. Now, if you can five-dimensionalize using my technology your biophysical body, which is called the real vampire process, you can then, as a five-dimensional being, see the future. You can then collapse the future as an observer. Remember the Copenhagen interpretation? That the quantum wave function is collapsed by the observer to cause manifestation. You can collapse the future in order to change the future. For example, in the fourth vampire shell, we saw how gaining money energy allowed you to collapse more and more of the quantum wave function to make yourself rich, for example, win the lottery, or, like myself, collapse the European and American banks and the financial system to destroy the West, which, of course, as a real vampire, is my bag of tricks. One can see that as a real vampire, a five-dimensional being, an alchemical marriage of the soul and spirit, you can collapse the quantum wave function in the future. But similarly, if you can travel faster than light, you can collapse the past. And the past you collapse doesn't have to be the past which actually existed prior to your observation. So a real vampire can erase the past by this process and reboot it as a different past. So, for example, you might be one of these lowly 99% scum chickens that is going to have a life of total penury and slavery to the 1%. But as a real vampire, you can erase the past so that all the mistakes you made in the past actually become the path you needed to take to become not only one of the 1%, but one of the 1% of the 1%. So with this technology, I've changed my past so that everything that I did to screw up has been erased, and my whole life has just become one giant evolvement to become a great Lord Vampire, the Psylord, the progenitor of the real vampires. So one can see that when I talk about this arcane five-dimensionalizing of your biophysical body, it isn't some pie-in-the-sky metaphysical jargon, but actually is the core of getting the power to become one of the 1%. And then if you develop it, you can become one of the 1% of the 1%. So this five-dimensionalizing of your biophysical soul and spirit makes you gravity in the fifth dimension, makes you a luciferic being. And we know from the Bible that the so-called serpent told Eve not to eat of the apple, and of course she did, and they got knowledge of the tree of life. Now one can think that Adam, who had Eve ripped out of his ribs, the first time he wed with Lilith, one of these dark energy matter beings, in order to corrupt him, to sequester him, then he was split in two, and then the poison of Samael, the serpent, was injected into him in order, first of all, to split the soul and spirit by allowing dark energy matter sequestration from Lilith. Then the splitting, which was the splitting of the biophysical body into the soul and spirit, the soul being Eve, the spirit being Adam, and then the fourth dimensionalizing of a five-dimensional being via the poison of Samael, the serpent, or Satan, which then lowers the biophysical body through the tree of life, which is the basis of the matrix you'll find in Kabbalah. The whole of the Kabbalah is about the tree of life, the sephirotic trees, the six trees which define the matrix. This is the software of the matrix, which actually manifests a matrix from the physical world, which is the world you live in, one of the 99% of chicken slaves on the 1% slave plantation. You'll see that what we're doing with real vampirism is undoing Genesis, undoing the fall of man. So first of all, you take the poison from Samael the serpent, which in fact is the fourth dimensionalizing of a five-dimensional godlike being. You take that out. This in fact is called subliming, as we explained before. Sublime good is taking energy and taking out the poison and just leaving the positive part. In order to do that, you need a psychotronic generator. A psychotronic generator is something which gives you psychic powers, which allows you to use the hyperinfinity of the physical world. And in fact, if you can get a psychotronic generator which has been five-dimensionalized, this can act as an engine in order to do anything you like to the soul and spirit and the physical body. And this is the basis of my technology. You can also get the physical bones in the body to sublime the physical and energy bodies, which is the basis of bone generators. So if you have this technology, you can, as a good Bible reader, you can see you can take the poison of Samael the serpent. Samael is the Jewish name for Satan, and that's the god that the Jews worship. You can take the poison of Samael out of your body, which then allows it to revert back to the five-dimensional level where Adam and Eve can wed together. You get the female part put back into the ribs of Adam, and then you've got the dark energy matter installation, which was Lilith, which Adam was married to before Eve. You can then push that out of your energy body and revert back to the archetypal man before the fall. So you can see that a whole range of technologies have been done to you to make you into the chicken vermin that you are now, and this can be restored by reversing Genesis, the fall of man. And once you have five-dimensionalized your biophysical body using psychotronic generators and bone generators, which are quantum computing engines specially designed by myself in order to do this to you automatically, you then have the five-dimensionality to remotely view the future and the past, and that gives you psychokinetic capability, i.e. the ability to change reality around you and make your reality into the Garden of Eden. So what we're doing is reversing the fall of man by becoming a vampire. now one can see that the worship of the Rothschilds as the agent of Lucifer on Earth, which in fact is the UN, remember the Lucis Trust, is the core part of the UN and prints all its materials and promotes the worship of the Rothschild Lucifer avatar, God on Earth, is a complete sham. And the real path to worshipping Lucifer is not worshipping Lucifer externally, but embodying this Luciferic energy, this five-dimensionality of the soul and spirit, which of course is the basis for having true power on Earth. And you can see that the chaotic strange attractor, the eagle, the chaotic god, the god which the Jews worship in Kabbalah, is a giant parasite which in fact enchains the human soul and spirit in the middle place, eats your spirit, and that the Luciferic energy actually is undoing the fall of man and allowing you to become a free agent where you don't worship anybody or anything, but in fact do what you want, which of course is not what the authority, the Archons, or the NSA, or the American government, or the European government wants to be released, because of course you can't have slaves on slave plantations if they become a godlike, luciferic, real vampire, can you? It's very, very difficult to have slaves when they're super powerful. So of course, with all the real vampire technology, you can see you need a psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, which is all trademark technology of T. Refat and Psylord Limited. You need these quantum computing engines to automatically reverse this processing of your biophysical body into that of a chicken. And once this is done, once you've got a five-dimensional body which has had this alchemical marriage, wedding the soul and the spirit, you can then start doing mathematical operations on this five-dimensional energy body in order to black hole it. So that means that any energy hitting the five-dimensional Riemann manifold actually gets sucked in and can never escape. So you start producing a Schwarzschild radius around this five-dimensional energy body to black hole it, and all the black hole means is that the five-dimensional gravity is so strong that light cannot escape from this energy body. And this of course is done, as we saw in the first program, by remote killing chickens. And we know that when a human chicken is killed, we get about 2 grams of mass energy released when the soul spirit gets released from the physical body. And if you can find yourself a human, remember the research was done in Victorian times, they got about 2 ounces of energy, which was much more, because the soul and spirit of Victorians were much bigger than the devolved soul and spirit of the modern Western man. But if you can find humans which have been non-Westernized, you'll find their soul and spirit is much bigger and they produce much more energy when they're remotely killed. And this energy, of course, can be downloaded via the special vampiric energy which is in the left part of the calf of special natural vampire humans, which was talked about in the second show of the Vampire Science series. This can be stored, and then if you can compactify it, if you can make it collapse, then of course you can then black hole the energy you get from remote killing. And this, of course, then can produce the black hole, five-dimensional real vampire soul, which, of course, is the core of becoming a vampire a real vampire, all of which is trademarked technology of Tea Leaf and Psylord Limited. Now you can see that compactifying, black-holing this energy comes about by reversing the soul-spirit fissioning. You're actually fusioning the soul and spirit, and according to general relativity, which was the hypothesis of Einstein, again he copied all this science from other people, we know that general relativity is all about gravity. Now what we're actually manipulating is gravity in the fifth dimension, and according to the equations of general relativity, negative pressure causes anti-gravity. So in fact the Higgs field, which gives things mass, which holds things together, and which the shamans call the agglutinizing force in the Carlos Castaneda books, is actually negative pressure. So if you can reboot this negative pressure in your biophysical body, which of course is by rejoining your soul and spirit, you can produce a negative pressure which can compactify the energy which you have sucked up from other people. So the first step is to suck up as much energy as possible. For example, in RV science, you don't have to go around killing people if, unlike myself, you're not a sociopath, psychopath, killer. If you're just a normal, regular guy, you can just go around collecting energy from the ley line system, which has been built by the Freemasons to suck energy out of humans who walk around any of the Western cities. When the energy body walks around town, it produces a trough in the energy that it walks through. Think of a quantum wave function interacting with another quantum wave function. As you walk around town, you interact with this. And the Freemasonic system, which is all these buildings, obelisks, streets laid out in Masonic patterns, as we find in the United States, this is designed to suck energy out of the human being as he walks around town. Dump it into the Freemasonic system. The Freemasons in their temple do black rituals in order to turn it into the energy which is needed for the Rothschilds and the supernatural spirits, who then rule the planet with it. So using special psychotronic generators, which are found on supernaturalspirit.com, RV Science, psychotronic generators, and psychotroniccrystals.com, all copied on the Russian Mind of Ananda.ru website, you can actually suck up energy from the Freemasonic system without going around psychically killing people. This energy can be downloaded into yourself using the psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, or bone generators. And when you've got enough of this energy, a critical mass, enough to produce the Schwarzschild radius, which is, if you look on Google, you'll see a Schwarzschild radius is the barrier which is around a black hole. It's where light hits and cannot escape again. You can produce the special Schwarzschild radius around your biophysical body when you've accrued enough energy in order to compactify it, black hole it, and the mechanism for doing this is the special fusion of the soul and spirit, which is specifically triggered when you get a bone generator or a psychotronic generator from the real vampire science parts of my website on realvampire.com or mindovermatter.ru. And this black holding of your energy body is actually automatic once you achieve the critical amount of energy downloaded into your biophysical body. So you can think of the soul and spirit alchemical marriage, this vampiric alchemical marriage, initiating a special fusion implosion which causes the black holding of your energy body. So rather like the Geniasis weapon in the Star Trek films, the Wrath of Khan, which I thought was the best of the Star Trek films, we get a special process which causes a special vampire genesis reaction in the biophysical body, which I've explained in a rather simplistic manner, but if I went into the mathematical physics, you'd be lost within seconds. But this special process causes the black holing of your energy body, which is the basis of becoming a real vampire. And as you can see, it's crucial to have loads of energy, because you need a certain mass energy density in order to black hole your biophysical energy body. And rather than waste time accruing this energy by going around using the psi crystals from RV Science and slowly over years gaining this energy, what I can do is actually give you the energy to black hole your soul and spirit in order to become a real vampire, which of course is trademark technology. This can be done the same way that the bankers operate in the physical world. I produce a debt in the human population, the supernatural spirits, which is equivalent to the energy given to you by black holding your energy body. Remember, the whole banking system isn't run on credit, it's run on producing bigger and bigger debts which the general public, the taxpayer, has to pay off. So similarly, using the Freemasonic system, every time I make a real vampire, I download into the Freemasonic system the debt of energy which I use to create that real vampire. And then automatically the Freemasonic system imposes that debt, that energy deficit on the supernatural spirits, Freemasons, and Illuminati that use the Freemasonic system. So rather than having to, like myself, learn how to remotely kill people, or spend decades since 1981, I've been involved on sequestering the Freemason energy grid, you don't have to spend decades copying my upload of energy in order to get enough energy to produce the black hole energy body. You simply just buy a real vampire kit, the psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, the bone generators, the quantum computing engines, which allow you to use that vampiric power, and I automatically download into the Freemason energy system, which is basically the real world, the cities that you live in, the debt for making you into a real vampire, fusing your soul and spirit from the fourth dimension to the five dimension to produce the real vampire body, and then giving you enough energy and compactifying it with your own Higgs field, which of course, if you make it smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, eventually you get such a density of Higgs field, you might only have a small amount in your soul and spirit, but if you make it smaller and smaller, there comes a point where the negative pressure is such that it implodes, explodes, in order to produce the Schwarzschild radius, black hole, real vampire energy body. So, of course, then you might have this minute biophysical vampire energy body black hole produced by this process. But remember, black holes start automatically ripping energy out of anyone and everyone around them. So the city you're in will become sucked dry by this tiny black hole, which is you, which doesn't suck the physical world, but actually sucks the soul's spirit biophysical world. So in fact, it eats the middle place, which is where your soul goes to after death to be tortured until it's killed by the Archons. It actually eats the middle place, releasing the energy of the biophysical world, which has been sequestered by the dark energy matter, supernatural spirit Archons, and A real vampire can be seen as the true freedom fighter of the human race, fighting the dark energy matter, supernatural spirit, foreign installations which have taken over the planet and made you a slave in the physical world as a 99% slave hand in the slave fields of the 1%, and in the afterlife it destroys the whole world of the middle place by this black hole technology, which in fact is where your soul goes after death in order to be tortured and turned into the damned awareness, which is the body of the so-called chaos god. So one can see that the real vampires are waging the same Luciferic war that Lucifer waged against the chaos god, but this time instead of worshipping the Rothschild Illuminati Lucis Trust One World Government, which they want to bring in after World War III, according to Albert Pike. Look up the Albert Pike prophecies on my rent shows, or look it up on Google. One can see that the real vampire becomes the living Lucifer agent on Earth, which frees itself from the bondage of slavery and develops psychic powers which are way beyond the norm and can change the past and the future. So you can see that luciferic power, the ability to psychokinetically change reality, the past and the future, is a natural adjunct of becoming a five-dimensional real vampire. And this technology is not a pipe dream, but has been fully developed and is actually made very easy by sequestering the Freemasonic ley line grid system, which overlays every Western city, and actually has been sequestered by Tim Riefat, who was part of the special MI6 Black Ops group that used this system in order to turn the Westerners into the so-called slave worker zombies, and then used it against the USSR to get the stupid Russians to collapse their empire with dreams of a Dallas lifestyle, when in fact they got catastroika, total penury, and the West just stole their gold and turned them into a third world nation. So one can see this technology is the future of all humans who wish to develop magical powers, as we see in the Harry Potter books, which of course J.K. Rowling's has been used to promote people who want to develop magical powers. One can see now the basis of magical powers is to become a vampire, a five-dimensional being who can collapse the past and future in order to produce what they want, e.g. the basis of magic. Thanks very much for listening to this fifth show. This is the fifth part of a 12-part series on the introduction to the science of real vampirism.